Area service providers in Bloomington have officially signed a letter in support of the statewide push for Indiana to pass hate crimes legislation. Indiana is currently one of five states without state hate crimes laws. That means anytime a hate crime is suspected, federal agencies must determine if a violation of the law qualifies as a hate crime. After a Carmel synagogue was vandalized with swastikas and other Nazi graffiti last summer, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb directed the state's legislature to bring him a bill that would add state hate crimes laws. This morning, the city of Bloomington, the Bloomington Police Department, the Monroe County branch of the NAACP, the Bloomington City Council, Congregation Beth Shalom, IU Bloomington's LGBTQ Plus Center, the City of Bloomington's Community and Family Resources Department, and the City of Bloomington Human Rights Commission and the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce all signed a letter encouraging State Senator Roderick Bray to advance his bill in the state legislature. Bray is the Republican senator of parts of Putnam, Morgan, Owen, and Johnson County. WFHB News Director Wes Martin caught up with City of Bloomington Human Rights Commission Director Barbara McKinney and Bloomington Communications Director Yael Cassander in today's feature report.
Well, we were discussing actually a range of things, mainly about why Indiana should be one of at least 46 states that have a hate crime law instead of one of the, I believe, five that do not have a hate crime law. I think everybody in the room agrees that we need to make it clear to people in the state that these incidents are not tolerated, that we don't want these things to happen, whether they're actual crimes or just, and I don't want to say just, people yelling vulgar things at passersby, that sort of thing. It just isn't something that should happen in the 21st century. And we think that the law, if the law is passed or the bill is passed, it might actually do something to help alleviate that problem. There are a number of bills being proposed, and I know that the letter is to Senator Bray, but there are a number of different bills. They would do two things, most of them, and they vary. I believe there's about 10. Most of them would have enhanced penalties for hate crimes, so at least a possibility of enhanced penalties. So if someone is beaten up or even graffiti or whatever because of their race, their sex or sexual orientation, their disability, they would get the penalty for whatever that crime was, the battery or vandalism, and also possibly an enhanced penalty because it was motivated by a bias. And also most of the bills would try to do a better job of having law enforcement agencies report these hate crimes when they happen. There is a state law right now that says that local law enforcement agencies are supposed to report hate crimes to the state, and the state in turn reports them to the FBI, but most localities do not do that. Bloomington police do. And if we don't have a good sense of the numbers of these incidents, it's really hard to address them. If we can get better reporting, I think that would go a long way to maybe helping us come up with programs or ideas on how to address these problems. And I don't want to speak on behalf of the mayor or other people in the city, but I think the consensus, again, at that meeting this morning was that they need to be in there, especially transgender people are the targets of hate incidents probably more than any other group, especially given the numbers are not huge on that, but there are murders every year based on people being transgender, and it seems really important to again, to everyone in the room this morning, that they be included. Whether or not we would support it without it, I can't really say that, but I think it's very important that they be included, and it seems logical because they're such a target often. Letter is going out today that's signed by city council, the mayor, city clerk, county representatives in the chamber to encourage the passage of the bill, and I would certainly urge anybody who supports that to contact their legislator as well. People need, I know there's opposition to it, but our elected representatives need to hear what I believe is the majority of people who would be supportive of this sort of thing. The people signing the letter so far, at least the last version I saw, were the mayor, I believe county council representatives, county commission representatives, the chamber, the city clerk, city council representatives, and trying to send a pretty uniform message that Bloomington thinks this should be passed. And I think it's a strong letter, and I hope that it's actually listened to. As far as what was going on in the meeting today, it was to talk about a variety of issues. We had people from a number of different groups there to discuss, you know, how these hate crimes, how they make people feel, what we can do about it, both as law enforcement and also as individuals, and supporting, reporting these things if we see that they happen, and supporting people who are victims of them. And I think that may be the biggest thing we can do if we know that this is happening to somebody we care about, to be there and be there for them, listen to them, and let them know that they're not isolated, that they are part of the community, and what happened to them should not have happened, and we regret that it did, and we want them to know that they are welcome in Bloomington. Again, if you know it's happening, if it happens to somebody in your neighborhood, let them know you're there, and let them know that they can talk to you, and let them know that you support them. And certainly when there is a, for lack of a better word, the bigger issue, like when they student was murdered on campus in 99, that sort of thing, reach out to the community and work with other groups to organize community responses to this, because we need to send the message that we don't want these things happening in Bloomington and they're not tolerable.
City of Bloomington Communications Director Yael Cassander said this morning during the meeting of agencies and partners, the City of Bloomington sent a letter to Roderick Bray's office in support of hate crimes legislation.
One of the things we were showcasing in our conversation this morning was the really active and leading role that Bloomington has taken for decades, actually, in our legal department and in our enforcement capacity, both the BPD and City Legal and the Human Rights Commission have been recording and reporting on hate crime and bias incidents for, almost 30 years, since in 1990 Common Council gave Bloomington an ordinance was passed in 1990 that allows the city to collect and report that data. So that's been happening all this time. And the reason that we're talking about it, of course, now is not only because of the fact that, sadly, we've had a lot of very prominent hate crime incidents nationally, from the Charleston shooting in 2015 all the way up to the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting in 2018. We also have seen 3 incidents of anti-Semitic graffiti at the Bloomington High School north here. So it's sadly relevant, and at the same time, our Governor Holcomb has decided that he wants to join in the national groundswell to adopt hate crimes ordinance or law at the state level. So, as you know, he mentioned incorporating that or passing hate crimes law in his State of the State address. And so together with the Chamber, the Bloomington Chamber, the Monroe County Commissioners, and the Bloomington Common Council, the City of Bloomington is a signatory to a letter that is encouraging legislators to pass hate crimes legislation. I think that the city would like for the definition to be as broad as possible and inclusive as possible. As for the actual law that they adopt, we can only hope that it will extend to all of the populations that are vulnerable and need protection. I'm proud, and the city is tremendously proud of all of the leaders across the community, and whether they are elected officials or leaders of nonprofit organizations, and the tremendous work that groups such as Bloomington United have done. So for 2 decades now, that group, which was reactivated in December of 2017, has done so much in terms of educating and reporting. Also, the NAACP does a great deal. One of the great takeaways of this morning's conversation was everyone's consensus that naming a hate crime and bringing it out into the open was an essential first step in combating the ugly problem.
That was City of Bloomington Communications Director Yael Cassander and Human Rights Commission Director Barbara McKinney speaking about the city departments, agencies, and partners signing on to State Senator Roderick Bray's hate crime bill.